we kind of need like an internal home base, an internal fort, where when things are kind of all falling apart around us, we know how to get back to that home base and we know what needs to happen.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Let's Be Real podcast. I'm your host, Nicole Eunice, and I believe we need all the help we can get when it comes to living a full and free life. Here you'll find honest truth, practical tips, and perspective changes that help you embrace the miracle that is your life. It's an in-process conversation that's going to be unfiltered, and it better be fun. Let's get real together.
Hey, you guys, we are about to get into today's episode, but before we do, I want to let you know that we are starting something new in February called Zoom Schools. This is an opportunity for group coaching, for you to bring your questions. I'll bring my questions, and we can just have an opportunity to grow together. It's a little bit of community, a little bit of coaching, a little bit of a catalyst for your life, for movement in your life. So we asked you guys what topics you wanted to discuss, and the very first one that we're going to take on is women in leadership. So if you are a woman in leadership, in the business world, in ministry, wherever you find yourself, and you've got questions, you've got some struggles or concerns that you want to address, I would love to see you at the Zoom school. We only have a couple of spots, so we're going to drop the coaching group kind of link in the show notes. You guys check it out. It's February 12th at 12 noon. See you there. Hey, you guys, welcome back to Let's Be Real. I am your host, Nicole Eunice, and I am so excited to be with you in many different channels now. So some of you are listening on the podcast app, whatever you use for your podcast, and you're subscribing there. But some of you might be new with us because we are now on YouTube. So if you like a video podcast, then now you've got your option. And if you're over here with us on video, you're going to see some stuff I want to share with you in my devotion. And you might also notice that I have a lot of black eyeliner on today. Guys, sometimes I just put on black eyeliner when I'm like, I need to have like a really kick butt day, and this kick butt day is going to require black eyeliner. So if you see me coming at you with black eyeliner, that's what's going on. It's like I'm compensating for how I feel in my internal world, which is what we're going to talk about today, because our topic is what do we do when everything falls apart? And I still can make myself giggle when I'm sitting here in front of this camera, thinking back to the beginning of the pandemic, when in typical Enneagram 3 style, I offered you guys 14 days to thrive in quarantine. Little did I know, that is so funny. Like little did I know that it needed to be 720 days to thrive in quarantine. So I only had 14 days to offer you, and it's pretty much been downhill since then. So it's not totally downhill, but our life feels like it's been one like deconstructed piece after another for the last few years in my family. And it is requiring so much like digging deeper, and I'm getting really in touch with a lot of things I didn't even know were such areas of comfort, and even kind of skewing towards areas of idols in my life. And idol, I mean IDOL, meaning like things that I want to have in my life to bring me life that don't actually have life in them. So they're not able to give me that kind of life. And it's only been in like the pruning and the deconstructing that even my like awareness of how deeply connected I was to certain comforts and securities as my way of feeling okay moving through the world, like how deeply connected I was to that. And even in the last episode, if you didn't listen to the wintering episode a couple ago, right before Christmas, so many of you guys reached out to me to say, oh my gosh, I'm in that season. I understand that season. And I think about where we are culturally, and it feels to me like we're in the waves that come after a tsunami, like the ripple effects after the tsunami. So we're not like in that like shock of like the shutdown and the quarantine and everyone at home. We're not in that season anymore. We're all kind of like hunkered down together. We're kind of ready to move on. But now we're having these ripple effects of the change that's happened in our world, in our culture, in our relationships. And we experience that change everywhere we go. So for us, like in, on the micro, what's happened in our life is that in that change, and this has been a lot of people's life, like my job has changed in the past few years. We moved out of our home. We had a beautiful home that I loved that we had done, you know, some like light renovation. We didn't do a ton of renovation, but we really like did the whole house, like painted it, and it just felt like home, and every room was sort of a cozy place. And we were ready to kind of uproot and come out of that season and that place where we lived to come move closer into the city of Richmond. And we have a stopover here in this rental house. And it's fine, but it's not home. And so we've uprooted from, my work has changed, our home has changed, my youngest is applying to high schools, my oldest went to college. There's just so many things that are different. For the first time ever, my husband's working from home for the last couple of years. It just feels like every single thing that felt settled is unsettled. Then you go to the grocery store and you're like, I'm just trying to buy some cream cheese. Don't try to buy cream cheese right now, you know, and you, it's unsettling. We're used to going into the grocery store and seeing all the shelves full. And now even that is an unsettling experience. There's so much turbulence and ways that things have been pruned away from us that we just can't like absorb the shock of any more change. And I think that's why a lot of us are in this season that we would call a wintering season, where things have gone really bare. We find that our energy level is a lot lower, and it can be really disconcerting if you've kind of bought into the American way, which is faster, better, more, always improving, always getting better, always doing more, always having more. And now we're in a season where we're like, that's not how it is. That's not what I'm experiencing. And my clients are talking about it. You guys reach out to me on socials to talk about it. And it's this weird time where a lot of us are like, I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to do a life where I'm not exactly sure what I'm looking forward to. My energy seems low, but I'm not depressed. I don't really have some of the same drive and rhythm right now that I'm used to. And it's a weird time. So I wanted to speak into that time when we just kind of feel like everything that we've relied on isn't there for us anymore. And we don't know how to kind of reorient. So I want to share with you some of the ways that I'm reorienting and what my like home base looks like. So when I was growing up, maybe you guys are this way too, we were obsessed with forts in my house. We loved forts. We loved making like little forts outside. We loved making forts inside. And I grew up in the Army. So instead of having a treehouse, my dad built us a bunker in the side of a hill. So we also had like a kid bunker. And there's something about a treehouse or a fort or a bunker where you make it your own. And it's kind of this like away sort of thing where you feel secure and you feel like it's this place that you can go, and it gets to be this like secret inside place where, I don't know, you dream big dreams, or you like bring one friend and it's like, we're in this like cool, you know, alternative universe together. Right. And I think about that idea of how we're drawn to a treehouse or a fort or a bunker or whatever. We used to always build forts with our kids when they were little in the winter, and how fun that is. And I think we kind of need like an internal home base, an internal fort, where when things are kind of all falling apart around us, we know how to get back to that home base, and we know what needs to happen in that home base and an internal home base when everything else is falling apart. So I want to give you three things that I think you need in that internal home base that you can return to over and over again. And the three things that we're going to talk about are, we need a set of beliefs. We need a mindset. So it's kind of an attitude, a belief statement. I believe we need rituals in that place that we return to, and we need relationships that we return to. So let's talk about those three things and how you might put those into your life if you're in this season, this wintering season. Things around you are slowing down. You feel like you're slowing down. You aren't sure what's secure in your life anymore. Let's find what those internal home-based things are. So first is belief statements. This is what you know to be true. Sometimes we have got to go, okay, if everything else is falling apart, what do I know to be true? And for me, this is the relationship that I have with Jesus Christ. My understanding of God is absolutely what I have to return to. Because when I try to return to belief statements that are just built on me, They're fragile and they're insecure and they're shaky. They just don't work for me. You have to find your own path, but I think this is a season where a lot of people are asking questions. What do I really believe? For many people who've grown up in the faith, who are Christian or were raised Christian, they may not have that foundation for themselves. It's kind of been provided for them. And as that's been stripped away, it's scary to start asking the question, wait, do I believe this? Do I believe any of this? And many, many of you are in that place. And I want you to know, I know it feels scary to be there, but the worst thing that you can do is kind of shut down and don't keep asking the questions. Keep asking the questions. Our God is big enough for you to ask those questions and keep exploring, keep looking. Don't just settle on, well, all I know is that I don't feel good about that. Keep asking the question, what do you feel good about? What do you know? What do you believe to be true? And these belief statements, I will write them down. And for me, that looks like making sure that I'm like, what do I know at the end of the day? What do I believe and know to be true? Like, God is faithful. God is present. I can see the evidence of who God is all around me. When I feel like God is distant, I'm not even sure there is a God. All I have to do is look again at nature. For me, that's where I look, where I'm like, no. There is no way that all of this happened and doesn't have a plan, that there isn't an intelligent design, that there isn't a creator of these things. There's no way that we as humans, built with capacity for imagination and wonder and beauty and future thinking and all that I've seen exist, from a baby to a person that I get to walk with through life, the mystery of the human being, there's no way that there's no such thing as a soul. So I have to go all the way down to there to get to my home base if I'm in a really dark time. In a lot of more winter seasons, I believe that God exists, but I need to be really deeply in scripture for just basic belief statements that I can say, yes, I believe that to be true. And I sort of will myself to believe it to be true. Even if I don't feel it to be true, I will still state it even out loud to myself to make sure that I'm returning to those belief statements. What do I know to be true in this world? And sometimes those things might be, I also know it to be true that I have the love of my husband. I know it to be true that my kids are flourishing and that we have an open relationship. Whatever those things are that I know to be true that ground me in reality when everything else kind of feels like it's falling apart, what do I know to be true? I'm growing as a person, and I may have to rehearse, look where you are now, look where you've been before. You are growing. You will grow through this. I often will look back at previous seasons. Many of us, when we get to this season, we've just never really examined our life closely enough to realize that there are patterns and rhythms to the way that we live, and that many of us will go through cycles of time where we have a high production time, and then we sort of have a plateau or a time of decline or of deconstruction, and then we're going to go back into that next season. And many of us just haven't been in touch enough because we've used those comfortable things to kind of medicate us away from what winter can feel like, what darker seasons can feel like. So we haven't really recognized, oh, I've been through this before. And when you start to look at that in that book Wintering that I mentioned a couple episodes ago, please check it out. It's going to explain all of this really well in a beautiful, beautiful way. She talks about the idea of coming into a winter season and realizing that she had winter seasons in the past. And that can help us feel more courageous to know that we can weather through and that another season will come. This is not forever. You're not entering into a new permanent state of being. This is a season that you will go through. And if you can weather it well and embrace it and return to your home base, then it's a season that has an opportunity to teach you a lot. So returning to belief statements is first. The second thing that I absolutely need for home base seasons is rituals. I need the basic things that I can make myself do, that I just do as habit when my mind or my emotions are completely upside down. Like when I feel totally out of whack, when I am catastrophizing, which I love to do. I mean, there is nothing I love to do more than take one, like unpleasant incident and just make it just make it a disaster movie. You know what I mean? Just take it and just play out the movie scene as if I'm just going to be, next thing you know, the next scene I'm like homeless and alone. Like, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I've done this my whole life. I know I do it, but yet I still, in certain times when I'm weak, I will still go right there and like think and overthink and catastrophize as like my general like mode of being a train wreck. So if you relate to that, in times like that, when I'm doing that, where I'm like, it's horrible, everything's horrible, nothing is ever going to get better, I have to be like, okay, what do I know that I can do right now? And so things that I know that I can do, I know that it's good for me to read. So I'll be like, okay, let me look forward to going to the library. I need to find like a great novel that I want to read. I know that moving around is really important for me. So I'll take a walk or outside or go running outside. I know that like basic things like making sure that I put all my clothes away, that I unpack my suitcase. I mean, this sounds so silly, but those are rituals where I know, okay, I need to, for instance, even after I've traveled, I'm like, I have to get up with the kids when they wake up. Even if I like want to go back to bed afterwards, I make myself get back up. Like, okay, I've got to be in a routine. And putting your feet on the ground and putting your shoes on and being like, okay, I'm going to make my kids breakfast. This is rituals that help me kind of reset if I'm like off the deep end and feel like things are just not going the way I want, and I'm finding myself kind of spiraling into a disaster movie. I need those like basic things. It doesn't have to be a lot of things, but think through your normal habits when you're healthy. What are your healthy, normal habits? And then pick a few of those to be like, okay, no matter what, I'm going to do that thing. And I'm going to take a walk in the morning, and then I'm going to take a shower. Or I love, it's really important, and I will really make it basic, but I'm like, I'm going to sit in this chair with my coffee and I'm going to have my Bible and my journal. And I don't put a lot of pressure on myself. I'm going to show you guys who are on YouTube just an example of like literally how basic this looks when I write and spend a little bit of time. This is maybe 10 minutes and I will sit in my chair and then I will read. Right now, I'm going to see if I can give that to you guys. I'm just reading some Psalms. You guys probably can't really see that, but this is from Psalm 20. And I just made a list. I'm like, okay, what does Psalm 20 say that the Lord will do for me? You want to hear? Look at how encouraging this is. It's like, may the Lord answer you. May the Lord protect you. May the Lord help you. May the Lord grant you support. May the Lord remember your sacrifices. May the Lord give you your desires and grant all your requests. May the Lord give you victory. I'm like, okay, that's encouraging. Like, I didn't have to go very far. This is like the words written so long ago. And this is the words that David needed to encourage his own heart in seasons of exile, in seasons of wilderness. Like, what a gift that we have that. And it's just accessible. It's right there. I love this verse from Psalm 20. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. It's like, okay, what am I looking to put my trust in? What am I tempted to put my trust in? And how do I reaffirm a belief statement that even though other people trust in X or Y, I'm choosing to trust in the Lord my God? And then I like get up and go about my day. And it doesn't mean my day is amazing every single time, but it does mean I've at least cultivated a few rituals that allow me to get to that reset place. And even if the rest of the day is not great, or I have to take a nap or whatever, I start my disaster movie film reel again, at least I've done a few things. I've moved around. I've moved through the world in a way that says, I want to move through this season and I want to do it well. So that's rituals. And then the third one is relationships. And I mentioned that even in my belief statements, like a lot of us will enter into seasons where we feel lonely because a relationship has changed, a friendship has grown distant, something's changed for you at work or whatever. And we've got a lot of times a laser focus on those losses. And sometimes that laser focus on loss will make us not have perspective on gain, on like other things that have come into our life. And we can often take for granted some of our longest relationships, our family of origin, our cousins, our kids, whatever place, our neighbors, maybe these people aren't your deepest and closest friends. Maybe you're not the most vulnerable with them, but to act like we're all alone and not actually open our eyes to the relationships that God has given us is going to be us missing an opportunity for something new that might be happening in you or something new that might be growing in your life, a new relationship that might be growing in your life. And so if you feel lonely, what I want to encourage you to ask yourself is, am I hyper-focused on a certain relationship that I want or a certain way that I want things to be? And is that hyper-focus keeping me from seeing these other relationships in my life that maybe aren't as close, but maybe they have potential for this new season? You know, one of the best things about the season is we're all in it together. So you may be, your season of winter, my season of winter might look a little different and have kind of a different color to it. But at the end of the day, we're all in a season of deconstruction and reconstruction. And that means a lot of us, our hearts are open to new relationships, to new friendships, to new people. And if we can enter in and say, okay, yes, I'm sad about how this thing's going or how this relationship's going, but it doesn't mean that God is not providing for me in other places. And how do I just take what's given for the day? Like, give me, Lord, my daily bread. Like, what is the daily provision you are giving in the area of relationship? How is God moving in that area in my life? And how can I be open to that so that my heart might be warm and receptive to different people, to new people in my life, or even to people who are generally distant in my life, but for whatever reason, our paths are crossing right now. I think about, this is so silly, but I think about, like, I go to physical therapy for my ACL. Like, I have now been in that office for a year. Like, there's people I see there every time I go. And it's not like these people are my closest friends, but it is relationship. It is connection. It is vulnerability. Like, it's the stuff that we need in life. And God can give us a moment or a place to encourage someone or a place where we might get encouraged by someone. And how do we just have an open hand to say, I'm going to receive that as my daily bread for today? So beliefs, knowing what we believe, what we can ground ourselves in, what is our home base on beliefs, home base on your rituals, home base on your relationships. When you focus on those three different aspects, and even if it's just kind of one thing that you hear today that you're like, okay, I'm going to be okay. I'm going to weather through this season. And yeah, there's like some things that I've let slip. I just want to eat some more fruits and veggies, or I'm just going to make sure that I put my feet on the ground tomorrow. Like, I'm going to wake up at the same time every day. Whatever that ritual is that you need, whatever that belief that you need to write down today, that's just accessible for you, whatever that relationship or openness to new relationships is, my hope and my heart for you is that you would allow yourself to winter well, that you would allow yourself to slow down, that you would allow yourself to feel loss, to feel grief, to cry, to know that if you start crying, you will eventually stop crying. And if you allow the emotion to come, you will move through the emotion. And if you become open to something that is in your heart that you're like, gosh, I didn't realize that this was what I was so reliant on or what I was so dependent on, you can repent of that. And you can be open to new life and new things growing in your soul in this season. It doesn't happen right away, but it will happen. All right, you guys, thanks for being here today. I will talk with you next week.
Hey, thanks for tuning in to the Let's Be Real podcast. If you have a question for the show, you can send it to me at Nicole@NicoleEunice.com. And hey, if you're enjoying this, we'd love for you to like, subscribe, share it with your friends, pass it on, shout it from the rooftops, whatever you feel like doing, because the reality is, let's get as many people getting real as possible. Talk to you soon.